At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Welcome to Shaken and Disturbed, everybody. Mr. Eyebrows, Mrs. Eyebrows over there is Mother God, and I am here as Father God, also eyebrows raising, if you can see
pop
us.
Quiz. On, yeah. Pop quiz. What famous celebrity gave me these eyebrows in an elevator, and I thought maybe he was hitting on me?
Oh, yes. That was Hugh Jackman?
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, that's right. Yeah,
you
Hugh Jackman.
Win. You don't win.
Yes, we had a little Marx Brothers thing going on. But welcome to Shaken and Disturbed. This is Darren, and that is John on the end of the line. We are recording this on a Tuesday. So if you went to our NMR last week, we're trying to update as much as we can about the Nancy Guthrie thing. But, you know, don't also want to spoil the waters, of which there are so many cooks in that kitchen, so many fish truly. In that sea. So we're just kind of giving you the updates as we normally record, unless something kind of big happens. So this is just a regular case this week. Are you ready to
That's
go,
right.
John?
Yeah, let's get into this week's episode.
So on September 22nd, 1967, Alison Botha was born in Port Elizabeth, South Africa, to parents who later divorced when she was 10 years old. Alison grew up as a high achiever, eventually earning the position of head girl at the Collegiate High School for Girls in 1985 and developing a reputation for positivity, discipline, and strong moral character. For some reason, whenever I think of these, like, schools for boys and schools for girls, I always think about that. I always think about that movie, Dead Poets Society.
I don't think I've ever seen it. I know it's a classic, but I don't think I've ever
Robin
seen it.
Robin Williams. Oh, Captain, my Captain.
Okay. Oh, that's what that's from? Okay.
It's a very good movie.
My point of reference whenever I hear like head girl or head boy is like Harry Potter, because I know that they had like prefects and things at Hogwarts.
KK.
So I didn't know that that was a thing actually until like later on in life.
Yeah. Well, because I went to like public school.
Yeah, I did too.
So I was like head girl in like a different way.
Yeah. You were like HBIC.
Yeah. Yeah. Head boy in charge, baby.
Hell yeah. That's right.
Well, after finishing school and spending several years traveling abroad, Alison returned to Port Elizabeth and established herself as a successful insurance broker. And let's fast forward. Okay, so she's a little bit later, later in her adult life. On December 18th, 1994, Alison spent a warm summer day at the beach with friends before inviting them back to her apartment for pizza and a game of Balderdash. Andy loves Balderdash.
I love Balderdash too.
I don't think I've ever played Balderdash.
How have you never played Balderdash?
I don't think I have.
I'm sure you have. Balderdash.
I was too busy being the head boy in charge. I was too busy. So I didn't play those games.
It's one of those like classic games from like board games from the 90s, like Pictionary and like.
Love that.
I don't know, a handful of others, but.
I got to play it. I got to play
Balderdash. Yeah, you should play it. And there's probably like an online version of it. Have you ever played Jackbox games? Or do you know what those are? Okay.
Yeah.
There's like a version of Balderdash that's a Jackbox
game. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as the night came to an end, Alison offered to drive friends home who did not have their own car, including dropping off her friend Kim at approximately 1 a.m. And after completing her drop-offs, Alison headed back to her apartment complex, where she discovered that a stranger had taken her usual parking space right outside her front door. I'm already upset.
Me too, same.
Forcing her to park further away beneath a large tree.
Now, if you remember from previous episodes of the show, I also have had to park under a large tree where squirrels and walnuts have fallen all over them.
Where they like attacked your car, like
they literally broke the back. They literally broke the back window and I had to pay a lot of money to have it replaced. So
how
I'm
can
already
you survive,
feeling
people?
Yeah, how I'm already feeling on? Empathetic here, but keep going, Darren.
Well, as Alison turned off her engine and reached across the seat to collect her belongings, a sudden rush of warm air hit her as her car door was violently pulled open.
That's like such a creepy feeling.
A rush of warm air hit
like,
her.
Imagine,
that's so like, no, I know when you're when you're like opening the car door, but just like that feeling feels so visceral to me.
Totally.
Like I feel that.
And I will say this is Megan's research, so that was a great line, Megan. Thank you for
Yeah, thank you. A man armed with a
that.
knife, later identified by the media as Franz Dutoit, forced his way into the vehicle and threatened to kill her if she did not move to the passenger seat. Okay, well, you're
Okay.
going to go to the passenger seat. And
It's
Franz
interesting
claimed,
he didn't pull her out. Like, I would expect him to want to pull her
well,
out.
maybe he wants her to drive.
Oh, right.
So
That's true.
Franz claimed he only wanted to borrow the car for an hour and promised not to hurt her, but he alarmingly remarked, quote, "You live in number one, don't you?"
Oh,
Indicating he
God.
had been watching Allison specifically.
I don't like
Well,
that.
he obviously knew her space. And as Franz drove, he
Yeah.
refused to answer Allison's questions about who he was or where he was taking her. Only, I'm sure,
Yeah.
leading to like complete panic and loss of
Yeah.
control for Allison, of course.
So Franz stopped on a side street and picked up his accomplice. I think his name is Tiuns,
Let
Theunis
me see if I can
Kruger.
look up how to pronounce that
Yeah,
name
look
just to
that one
have it
up for
right.
us. Who climbed into the back seat dressed entirely in black. When Allison saw this guy staring at her through the rearview mirror, she immediately understood that her situation had escalated into great danger. Or excuse me, grave danger. Did you find an
It says
enunciation?
Tiens is correct.
Tiens,
It
okay.
it's like similar to the Afrikaans pronunciation is
Okay,
what they
that's
say.
right. Okay.
So I think we're as right as one could be about it.
Makes sense. All right. So the two men drove Allison to a remote area near Schoenmaker Scop on the outskirts of Port Elizabeth, maintaining an unsettling silence throughout the journey. I mean, imagine getting like
My
abducted and
heart.
in your own car and then they're not even talking. Like, that's kind of creepy. I mean, I don't know. Then I'm like thinking, like, do I want them to talk? Maybe that's scarier, but I don't know. There's something about the silence that kind of freaks
Well,
me
at
out.
least if they're talking, it's hard to say. I can't even say, but even if they are talking, you'd kind of think that there'd be some sort of like humanity with them. But if they're just not talking to me, that's like
Yeah.
they're here to kill me. They don't want me, and they don't
Yeah.
want me to know anything about
About
them.
them. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
So.
that's a good point. Well, upon reaching a deserted clearing filled with sand and garbage, Franz and Tiens forced Allison out of the car and informed her that they were planning to rape her.
God.
Now, believing that she might be allowed to live and see her family again if she cooperated, Allison told the men that she would not resist, which is an unfortunate, horrifying decision that I feel like women face tragically on a daily basis in this world. Now, Franz and Tiens did brutally rape Allison, during which Tiens strangled her so violently that she repeatedly lost consciousness and lost control of her bodily functions.
Jesus.
After the assault, the men decided they needed to kill Allison to prevent her from reporting the crime, especially because both were already out on bail for prior rape charges, which is not a surprise, I'm sure. The men actually took turns stabbing Allison in the abdomen at least 30 to 37 times, although some sources about this claim that the total number of wounds exceeded 50. Franz later admitted that he deliberately
Jesus.
targeted Allison's abdomen because he wanted to destroy her reproductive organs so that
Oh
she
my
could never
God.
have children. I mean, these are really sick, demented, evil thoughts for somebody who. You know, this is the first time ever even encountering her, as far as we know.
I like can't.
I know. It's a lot of really brutal and disgusting details to recount there.
Well, when the men noticed Allison's leg twitching in the sand, they realized she was still alive. And then chose to continue the attack. I'm sure, because she has all the strength in the world
Yeah,
after that. She's just still down and out, you know?
right.
Franz knelt over Allison and slit her throat 16 times using a sawing motion that nearly decapitated her. Allison later recalled, just she recalled
Yeah.
later, so she survives this.
So here we go. Yeah.
Later recalled hearing the wet sound of her flesh being cut and seeing Franz's arm moving back and forth in front of her face.
Wow.
Believing survival was impossible, even me being saying this felt
You're
like it's
right.
impossible. One of the men stated that no one could live through such injuries before they left her and drove away in her car.
Wow.
However, miraculously, Allison regained consciousness alone in the silence of the woods and realized her body had been catastrophically injured.
I mean, I'm just thinking about the amount of blood lost.
You can't
How
talk.
on
You can't.
earth?
We can't wake up.
Yeah.
Like, how are you not bleeding out? Believing death was imminent, Allison used her finger to write the names Franz and Tunes and the message, I love mom, in the sand. Wow. So her attackers could be identified if she died. Wow.
Wow.
When
to have
Allison,
that like wherewithal in that moment.
I mean, like truly, like again, it's going to be, I don't know if it's a Savannah Guthrie thing. I'm just feeling so emotional about it. Like it's just so horrible. When Allison attempted to move toward the headlights of the road, she discovered that her head fell backward toward her shoulders because the muscles in her neck had been completely severed.
God.
She also realized her intestines had spilled out of her abdominal cavity and were moving around her feet.
Oh my goodness.
Using extraordinary determination, and I say that with every ounce of my being, Allison held her head upright with one hand and gathered her intestines into her shirt with the other to keep them in place.
Wow.
She crawled and stumbled through broken glass and debris because remember there was like garbage and sand.
That's right,
where sand. She was, collapsing repeatedly before reaching the white line of the roadway. The first motorist who encountered Allison swerved to avoid her and drove away without stopping. And
I mean, yeah,
I can't,
ahead. I think
like,
we're
it's like to
thing.
See that, you know, I'd probably be freaked out too. Maybe you don't know what you're seeing. Maybe you think it's an animal. Maybe you think it's something nefarious. Like, I can only imagine her, what she's feeling, obviously, but I can't like be mad at that motorist or something for thinking, because you don't know what they saw or how it happened and like, who
or
knows what you
next
do.
To them. Yeah.
Who's going to come out of the way? It's all just,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that I agree with you. That sounds like one of the most frightening things you could probably ever encounter in life. So, yeah. Well, that there was a 20-year-old veterinary student, excuse me, named Tian Eilard that passed by next. He stopped his car and knelt beside Allison to help her. And using his medical training, again, as a veterinary student, Tian carefully repositioned Allison's exposed trachea and thyroid. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Back into her neck, which prevented air from escaping and allowed her to breathe. An ambulance arrived approximately 45 minutes later, and paramedics reportedly believed Allison's chances of a survival were extremely low, which of course they would think that. At the hospital, Dr. Alexander Angelov stated that, excuse me, in 16 years of medical practice, he had never seen a patient survive injuries of this magnitude.
Let alone covered in sand and garbage on the side of the road.
Right.
It's not like she had this and was rushed to the hospital, then bleeding out for 45 minutes. I mean, thank God there's some sort of medical professional, whether a vet or not,
know,
who's
going
to know these things at least a little bit to be able to help.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Well, doctors discovered that none of Allison's, this is amazing, none of Allison's numerous stab wounds, remember there's reports of over 50, had actually severed a major artery, which was described as a near miraculous outcome. Medical staff also determined that the emptying of Allison's bowels during the strangulation prevented her abdominal cavity from becoming septic. So it's like all these like weird little things that added up to actually being a silver lining in her survival story. While in intensive care and unable to speak due to a breathing tube, Allison identified Franz and Tien's using a book of police photographs. Remember, they were out on probation.
Out on bail for a rape charge.
Excuse me. Yes,
yeah, parole for
bail,
rape.
Thank you. Detectives later requested that Allison's doctor temporarily remove the breathing tube so she could verbally name her attackers, as spoken identification carried greater legal weight in court. I can understand that, maybe like pointing to a picture versus speaking it into a record does make sense, although it's really unfortunate that she would have to do that given her circumstances. The investigation revealed that Franz was the son of a police officer and had a documented history of arson and sexual violence.
Well, isn't that special?
Who would have guessed? Franz surrendered a bloodstained ring belonging to Allison to authorities and claimed he had been possessed by a demon. that required an exorcism. It's always something like this, isn't it?
Well, I guess you try and get out of what you can get when you can get out
Yeah.
of.
Investigators also learned that Tien's had a background of abuse that both men and previously, and that both men, excuse me, Tien's and friends, had previously experimented with Satanism, which we've
I
talked
imagine
about
there
on the
had
show.
to have been some. You don't just wake up and do this, right? You're not just
Oh, I would
born a
imagine Satan was a
murderer.
part of
Like,
this for sure.
Satan's was
For sure.
sure at those cocktail parties,
100%.
like
Mind
that's for
washing these
sure.
guys. Yeah.
But I think there's probably no doubt if we research these guys more that they didn't grow up with the best role
Oh,
models and
for
or
sure.
atmosphere.
Yeah,
Well,
yeah,
on
yeah.
June 12th, 1995, the Nordowic Ripper trial began and attracted extensive national and international media coverage. During the trial, Detective Melvin, great name, Melvin Humpel, great name,
Humpel, yeah.
refused to shackle Franz and Tiens in court, later stating he hoped they would attempt to flee so he could punish them himself,
Wow.
although they remained compliant. Sort of get that, you know,
Yeah, imagine
like,
the
let's
detective being
try
like,
them.
yeah,
Let's try
the
them.
detective's like, yeah, why don't we go ahead and see if they make it outside so that I can
You try,
personally,
sweetie.
yeah.
You try.
I like that guy.
Allison became the first victim in South African legal history to identify her attackers using a one-way mirror, which allowed her to
Oh,
avoid seeing them directly.
good
The
for
court
her.
heard testimony from additional victims, including a pregnant woman who described being raped at night point by the same perpetrators.
Wow.
Pregnant woman? You're
Of all
sick fucks.
things, like, what the fuck?
In August of 1995, Judge Chris Jansen sentenced Franz and Tiens to life imprisonment and formally recommended that they never be released back into society. In the years following the trial, Allison's recovery has been repeatedly described by doctors as miraculous, even
Huh.
on this show.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Even more inspiring was Allison later married and gave birth to two twin sons.
Wow.
I don't know why I said
Not
twins.
twins.
Gave birth to two
Yeah.
sons, directly contradicting Franz's stated intent to
Ah,
prevent her from
yes.
having children. Thank God he's a stupid fucking criminal. Allison became an international advocate for resilience, speaking in more than 35 countries and publishing a best-selling memoir titled I Have Life. Tian Eilard changed his career path from veterinary medicine to human medicine and later assisted in the delivery of
Wow.
Allison's second
That just gave me
child.
chills, you guys. That
It's
just
pretty
gave me
really,
chills.
it's actually really incredible.
Yeah.
It's really incredible. Keep going. We have a little bit more here.
Yeah, the last part's here. On July 4th, 2023, so just a couple years ago, the South African Department of Correctional Services actually granted parole to Franz and Tiens after they had served 28 years in prison. Allison publicly expressed devastation on Facebook, stating that she was not given the opportunity to object to their release for the first time in 3 decades, which is shocking to hear. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously, this is South Africa, guys, so very, it's a whole different country with different laws, so keep that in mind. The parole decision sparked widespread public outrage, as you might expect, with many questioning why the original judicial recommendation against release was disregarded. On September 25th, 2024, Allison suffered a massive brain aneurysm and was rushed to a public hospital for emergency brain surgery. Now, because Allison does not have medical aid and can no longer work as a public speaker, supporters established a trust account to help cover her medical expenses. In October, the next month of 2024, Allison was transported by helicopter to Kibera, I believe is what it's called, to be closer to her family as she began rehabilitation for weakness on her left side. And later in the month, on October 29th, 2024, Allison posted a Facebook update thanking supporters and stating that although she could not yet sit or walk, she remained determined to recover. Now, though Allison seems far less present on social media these days, I think, which is understandable, she still provides her supporters with periodic updates on Facebook and appears to be recovering smoothly as of her most recent post. So, what a story of survival. I was just going to say, we have done hundreds and hundreds of shows at this point. Those were not only the most brutal, some of the most brutal descriptions we've ever had to get through, but I don't think I've ever heard of anyone surviving that type of an attack. Like, we've heard of survivors plenty of times before, but to survive 50 stab wounds and your neck
Yeah.
being severed like that, like, oh my God.
You know, I'm not going to do the math on when this is airing versus this past
Yeah.
Sunday when we're recording this, but there was a 60 Minutes piece, a Holocaust 60 Minutes piece about miracle babies. And basically, these were the three known surviving last children of the Holocaust. And they had been born the last week before
Oh, wow.
It was liberated, before like
Yeah.
Auschwitz was
Yeah.
liberated, and how they're all friends and they all kind of came back, and how all of their mothers had survived, and how so they got like bits and pieces, and how they kind of came together. And I don't want to give it away if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen, it's called
Yeah.
Miracle Babies. It's an excellent like 14-minute story. Absolutely worth it. But you know, the reporters talking to them about like their mother's experiences, and because these were babies in Auschwitz, so like there were miracles that had to happen that they weren't killed this
Yeah,
last
right.
week, but right, like, but their mothers also, and like they gave birth on a train. And one of the sons was like, I always thought it was so cool that I was born on a train. And then my mother explained, like, when I got
Not,
older,
yeah.
what that, you know, you can't tell a 4-year-old that, right? Like, you
No,
can,
yeah.
so just especially with the rise in
Wow.
anti-Semitism, it's just so important, this story in
Right.
particular. But how it relates back to this, what I wanted to say was that, one person said, like, you don't know what you can go through until you're put
To
in
go
that
through.
position,
Yeah,
until you
yeah.
can survive, and you absolutely have to survive no matter what. And it was just so beautiful what they
I
said.
love
So,
that. Wow. Well, congratulations to this woman, and we hope that she's living her absolute best life that she possibly can. Let us know what you thought about this week's episode. I know it was kind of a tough one to get through there, especially through
yeah.
those middle parts. You can hit us up at Jay Thrasher or at Carpe Darren. Hit us up on our Facebook group, and of course, if you're a patron, comment on the episode below and let us know. Maybe you might just get a shout out, which we were going to do right now, Darren.
Yes, thank you so much. I had to plug in my computer there for a second. I didn't want it to die as I was in the middle of
Wow.
this Holocaust
Imagine.
story.
Yeah, imagine.
Should I take the first one
How
about
about
your
I take the first
hiccups?
one?
Fine.
Fine. Some fans are reacting to you curing my hiccups, as we talked about on a recent episode,
You're welcome.
Darren.
I'm a
But our
healer.
long. Yeah, you are. You're a witch. But our longtime friend Mitz commented on Patreon saying, quote, "Very interesting and creepy case, but you two had me cracking up at the beginning. Darren, what the fuck? The way you cure John's hiccups, mind blown. I hardly get the hiccups, but when I do, they're painful," which you said that too, Darren. I've never heard of that before. I guess some people it hurts. "So they usually go away when I hold my breath while I gulp a glass of cold water." So Mitz is giving us another method if witchcraft doesn't
Your
work.
flap or whatever needs, it's spasming and
Excuse
it needs to
me?
go back. Yeah,
My
your
flap is none
flap.
of your business. Okay, let's keep it going here.
It's your flap, my choice, my friend. We asked our
Interesting.
Patreon radishes and besties what kind of sign-off we should have for 2026. And a few
Yes.
of you had some ideas. Marty, we
Oh,
love,
we love
said, quote,
Marty.
"I'm thinking maybe trading off something about magic and Snoopy." Not a bad idea, Marty.
Oh,
Those two are our angel babies.
angel babies.
Kaylin had a similar idea, saying, "I don't know why this is what came to my head for Darren, but don't forget to boop a Snoop and hide your loot." Not
That's
bad.
kind of cute. I like that one. Yeah.
I do call her the Snooper Booper Super Pooper, so, or the
Oh,
Snooper Booper
brother.
Snooper Trooper. So,
Oh,
like,
my
there's
God,
something that I'm
guys.
glad you guys are running a theme of my life that has nothing to do with my wife and my fiance and everything to do with my dog.
Yeah,
Anyway.
well, that's funny because then Mitz, who also gets a double shout out today, had a great one for me, which is, quote, "Don't be a homophobe and don't and take and don't forget to take your Zyrtec." I like that actually.
I like it too. I mean, you kind of are a homophobe and you hate women, so maybe you should just like
That's
end it
true.
with, Mitz, let's re like just edit it, and John can sign off saying, "I'm
Yeah.
a misogynist and I
I'm
hate gay people," and
You know
then
what I was
just
going
see you
to
next time.
You know what I was gonna do on I was editing the show last week, and your microphone is amazing, but I do have to turn it down sometimes. And I wanted to take a screenshot of me literally
What?
silencing like the levels of you and being like, "This is me literally
Here's an
silencing
interesting
women."
fact about me.
Boom. Yeah. Well, thank you for these amazing suggestions. I don't know what we're gonna land on. I do like the idea of Magic and Snoopy, something like, we'll
Maybe it's
figure
like a new
something out.
nickname for them every single week. Like yesterday, I called her Janet
Okay.
Smellin as opposed to Janet Yellen.
Okay.
So like that's her like nickname this week is Janet
That's a good
Smellin.
one for you. You should
Yeah,
tell,
because
we
she's
should add
Janet
that.
Smellin. She's
Okay.
smelly.
All
She's
right.
smelly.
Keep a log of your nicknames.
I will.
Head over to Patreon for 5 years. We just hit
That's
5 years of
right.
our show, guys, of bonus episodes, exclusive videos that you've seen nowhere else. And to get early access to all of our episodes, there's so much waiting for you. And Darren has a really good point that we haven't mentioned lately, which is
Don't forget, all our episodes are on Patreon, our
ad-free.
free. So if you hate those ads, this is the best way to support our show directly. Join today for as little as $5 a month. And if you sign up annually, it's even cheaper, like $3 or
Yeah, it's
something.
like super cheap. And if you sign up to be a sussy radish, which is that top tier, you can even get your name on our beautiful chalkboard here on our virtual background. We're going to be updating that at the end of February, guys. So if you're listening to this and you haven't joined, do it now because we're going to update our chalkboard and we want to make sure your name is on there.
Our chalkboard.
Our little chalkboard. So join now at patreon.com/shakenanddisturbed, all one word. Or of course, click the link in our show notes or head over to shakenanddisturbed.com, you know?
I
All
know.
right. I'm not, you know what I was going to say? You know, on the, you know, when, like in the 90s during award shows where the celebrity would get up and they'd be like talking to their babies, their like kids at home, and they're like, Chris and Amanda, if you're watching this, go to sleep.
Sleep, yeah. Hate when they
It's
do
like so
that.
stupid and corny, but I want to be like, Magic, if you're listening to this, go to sleep. Maybe that's my sign off, actually.
Snoopy, we know you're not listening to this, but I love you. We love
Okay, that's
you.
good. Let's just leave it
Yeah.
at that. We'll see where this goes, and we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.